You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Promo Stuff has it, so go get it. Visit usapromostuff.com. usapromostuff.com. That's usapromostuff.com.
The Food and Drug Administration is considering approving a different type of drug that can dramatically lower bad cholesterol.
This is as big a development as we've seen in a long time. We are going to be able to absolutely hammer LDL cholesterol down to really low levels.
Dr. Steven Nissen works with the Cleveland Clinic. He says studies have shown the drugs can lower bad cholesterol by up to 70%. FDA panels will meet this week to review the drug known as PCSK9 inhibitors. If approved, people will have a variety of options to lower their cholesterol levels without negative effects. Dr. Nissen with the Cleveland Clinic says the new drug will allow almost everyone to lower their cholesterol levels.
In studies to date, people that have muscle side effects from the statin drugs don't seem to have those side effects from this form of cholesterol-lowering drug.
Fewer young adults are in committed relationships. The latest Gallup poll finds the percentage of young people not living with a partner has increased in the past decade, and this older man says the change is not necessarily a bad thing.
Back in our generation, there were too many divorces. You got married young and didn't last, so they're trying to find the right person.
The study revealed that more young men are staying single than more young women, suggesting that more women in their 20s are marrying older men. The poll found the number of people under 30 who are single and live alone increased from 52% to 64% in the past decade. This woman, who is single now, says her first marriage didn't last.
I actually got married at 19 and was annulled.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
My guest this morning is going to be a little bit different than the guest that we had initially planned on having. I was planning on having Corey Nydick from Sir Grout, but he had a conflict this morning, so he'll be with us, I believe, on the 24th. But I do have as my guest today, filling in and being gracious guest as she has been in the past, is Adrienne Crombie of my decorative artist of murals and moldings, and also of Mad Lavender Farm. Good morning. Can you hear us, Adrienne?
Good morning, Rich. Yeah, I can hear you great. So thanks so much for calling.
Okay, great. We're going to talk about a couple of things today, which are kind of interesting and I'm excited about, including Mad Lavender Farm, and you're going to tell me
great
about that. But I'm going to start by doing the weather. And it looks like today that we're going to have a really good day. Sunny. I can't believe it. All I know is
yay,
rain. I was building an ark in my basement because it was the rain, the rain, the rain. So today it's going to be sunny with a high of 83 degrees. If you have a pool, maybe today's the day to get in the pool if you can do it, or squeak it in at the end of the day. Tonight it's going to be partly cloudy with a low of 63 degrees. On Thursday, there's a 30% chance of thunderstorms with a high of 91. It's going to be very hot on Thursday. Thursday night, mostly cloudy, with a low of 67 degrees. And on Friday, there's a slight chance of thunderstorms with a high of 90. Sounds like we're starting to get a lot warmer in our temperatures, more summer-like. So we'll see how it goes. As I said, my name is Richard Scuderi. My show, which airs live each Wednesday from 10 to 11, is Modern Design. And our show is all about bringing to you in the area and for 2015, what's current, what the trends are, what you can do to improve your home and your life, resources, places to go, things to try, things to make your life and your home more interesting. So as I say, my guest this morning is Adrienne Crombie of Murals and Moldings. She happens to be my go-to gal, if I could say that word, not be sexist, the go-to gal for all things related to faux painting and finishes and so on. She's very talented. Most recently, Adrienne and I have been working with the process of faux bois, and that is sort of making surfaces through paint look like they're wood finishes, and she's very, very, very talented. So why don't we start by talking about just how you got into faux painting to begin with, because I know you have an art background.
Yes, yes, I have a fine art background, and I was painting oil on canvas and doing very highly realistic paintings, and I had an offer to work with someone doing faux finishes, and we took a workshop, and it was just great. I mean, it just put me right out there in the field, and I was spending a lot of time in my studio, which that's what an artist needs to do, but
right.
I'm more of a people person, and I like working big. I got a great mural commission in 1991 to do a fabulous landscape mural down in Florida. I surprised myself.
Wow.
It was tremendously successful, and it just really...
Now, how big was this mural? It sounds like something that was astronomical in size.
Well, no, it was not in a building. It was actually in someone's courtyard in Vero Beach, but it was about 20 feet wide. And,
that's big.
About 8 feet high, sure.
Wow.
Sure.
My question...
It was a seascape. Yeah, it was fabulous.
It must have been gorgeous. You're going to have to show me pictures of it one day, and we'll have to... we're going to be adding YouTube to the station down the road, so you're going to be able to see some of the
great
stuff. So next time you come in as guest in studio, we'll have to bring some of those pictures in so that we can actually show them, and then our listeners can actually see some of your work. So it's great to get your voice, and you're a great have a great radio voice, but to actually see
thank
some
you
of the work will great.
You too.
was there something about your art background when you saw the faux painting that there was sort of a niche or something in you that said, this is really something I'd want to do?
I just hadn't expected it.
Uh-huh.
It's a whole other topic.
Mm-hmm.
But when you had given me the heads up that you might call this morning, I was thinking about you and how, we talked about this before, how when people hire us, they're hiring experience.
Right.
They're hiring a sense of security because of all of our experience. Not just our talent, it's really how long we've been in the field, and it's the nature of creative endeavor that it's just full of new every day.
Right.
No matter how much experience you have, there's always something, a new challenge.
Right, there's a learning curve, there's something new that's out there, And that's what keeps it going, that's what I keep going, because I always want to get better, don't you?
Yes, get better, and it's always fresh.
Right.
I love having this facility, having this experience, this confidence, knowing what I'm doing,
right,
and being so well organized, and being able to work with people, and having a great portfolio, and all that, but with all of that, there's still, I know every time I come onto the job, there's going to be something new. And, I wake up in the morning feeling like a teenager.
That's wonderful.
I do. And I think, don't you agree? People think being an artist is so magical and stuff, and maybe we take it for granted. But I was thinking about it, and I think that is the magic of it. It's people who live creative lives are always young because...
Right.
There's always something new.
Well, I find that if you do what you love in life, I always say, what would be really punishment for Richard Scuderi, and that would be having to drive to Parsippany, New Jersey, to be, in traffic, at 7 a.m. so I could work in a gray cubicle all day. I just couldn't do it. I would be crying in the hallway. It just doesn't work for me. And it's certainly for many people that it works for, it's great. But when you have an artist mind or an artist mindset, if you have the ability and the fortune to work in our industry, it doesn't really feel like you're working, does it? It feels like pleasure,
Yes, yes, and it should. And might I add, the people that are working in those offices, and it does work for them, but when they come home, they want to come home to their castle, their palace, right?
Exactly.
And we're the ones that you hire to make that happen, to come home to someplace really special, inviting, and unique to you. And there's something else I wanted to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm really stroking you here, but I haven't mentioned this to you.
Okay.
And when I work with clients, you can give me any palette, and I can work with it. But my own tastes are, I don't know, unconventional, bohemian, you know, I have to really work with a client and really get their pulse, you know, get a feeling for what they're going to be happy with. You know, one person's happy orange is going to be another person's like, ew.
I know, it's so relative to that person.
And working with you, you just have such an instinct. You have such confidence. It's kind of breathtaking for me because I can't do it that fast. You just seem to know.
Well, you're quite kind. You're quite kind. So I do appreciate that. And I enjoy working with you. I think you're from right off the bat. I could just see that there's a spark in you, and you're really good at what you do.
Yes.
I want to talk a lot about the form, but I want to ask you a couple more, if we could, a couple more questions about the decorative artist business, because I think it's changed a lot. You know, when I started, I've been doing this now 17 years. Hate that, but I've been doing this for 17 years now, full time. And when I got into the industry, there was a lot more of faux painting. We were at a time 17 years ago where I was seeing a lot more of the Tuscan look, of the warmer colors, of Venetian plaster, of some metallics, of a lot of faux finishing on walls and bigger scale projects.
Yes.
And to my estimation as a designer, I feel that that has changed. I'm not saying, obviously, sure, there is still a need for faux finishing for sure, but I think it's been reinvented. I see myself painting pieces of furniture using a decorative artist. So we inherit our grandmother's end tables, and they're mm-hmm. a dark finish, and you put a beautiful, like, sort of silver gray patina on them and reinvent them, and they're gorgeous. Or, you know, or whatever, different pieces of furniture or sideboard. Or if we're going to do, you know, these newer homes, they have all these niches and trays, bringing you in to do a tray ceiling insert or niches or the back of bookshelves or things of that nature. Or right. perhaps in smaller areas, maybe like above a chair rail in a powder room. But I think it's changed. I think what we do, or the need for what we do, is constantly there, of course. Mm-hmm. But I think it's changed, don't you?
Oh, sure, sure. And I like the change.
Oh, you do?
Doing all those kind of vast walls full of faux finishes, I mean, I'm not going to talk anyone out of giving me a job, but sometimes it's a little over the top. I like it being more special, more intimate, more, you know, discreetly chosen. I'm very happy with the way things have gone.
Well, I will say this, and I think you're very right and intuitive about that. I always say on my show, in a home, I think you should have a balance. So it's very nice to have beautifully painted walls in gorgeous colors with nice crisp trim. Then it's nice to have a little bit of wallpaper, because I still love wallpaper. Not to the degree, again, like faux painting where it was in every room, every corridor, it was too much. But then some wallpaper in select areas just to have texture. And then some faux painting. And I think if you have a combination of those three, then you have a complete home. You have colors, you have textures, because each element brings something to the table, don't you think?
Yeah, nicely balanced. Yeah.
I think you're quite right about that. So I just see that faux finishing has changed a little bit. It's a little bit more streamlined. It's a little bit more tailored. The colors have changed a little bit. I see that we're doing a lot more cool colors. We're not doing so much reds and golds anymore. Lots of grays and blues, don't you think?
Yes, I see that. And what do you like to mix with the grays, with those cool colors?
Well, you know what? It's funny. I wasn't such a big fan of gray when gray first came out, but I'm finding that I'm liking it a lot more now, because I pair it with colors that I love. I love like a charcoal gray with like a citrus green. I love that color combination together. It is so rich and fun and fresh. I think that's great. I'm doing a lot of gray and yellow now. I think gray and yellow is contemporary and fresh, but there is some sort of a traditionalism to that combination too. So I like gray and yellow. And I've also started pairing grays with the new corals. Corals are very hot right now for spring and summer. So if you pair it with those,
wonderful.
Yeah, you pair it with those color combinations, it's great. Well, Adrian, listen, we're just about to go to commercial. I hope you'll stay with us, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is offering chamber members ways to find new customers during this difficult economic environment with the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program. The Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program is a direct mail program which targets new homeowners and renters shortly after they move into the Hunterdon County area. The new resident program offers limited advertising space on a first-come, first-placed program and provides new residents with ongoing access to member ads and promotions through online web links. This ad program is only available to members of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, so act quickly to reserve your space today. For more information on the Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Program, visit www.hunterdon.chambermail.us or contact Hunterdon County Chamber Mail Representative at 1-800-267-3139 or email at adinquiry@chambermail.us.
Unionville Vineyards is the perfect destination for wine tastings and tours, corporate events, birthday parties, or your special day. Located in East Amwell, New Jersey, Unionville Vineyards offers an escape from the rush of daily life and a chance to relax in the beautiful countryside. Our tasting room is open 7 days a week, 12 to 5 p.m., excluding major holidays. For more information, contact us at unionvillevineyards.com or call us at 908-788-0400.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntertonChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at HunterdonChamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
And we are back with Modern Design. I have as my guest today the lovely Adrian Crombie. Say hello, Adrian.
Hi, Rich.
Hi, how are you? Okay, I wanted to talk about a couple of things. One is, again, I wanted to, for those of you who are just tuning in for the first time and haven't heard my show, my name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer in New Jersey for the past 17 years. I started when I was 7. No, didn't. And I do all types of renovations of homes, from simple color consultations to get you the best colors to right now I'm gutting a home in Tewksbury, New Jersey, putting in new kitchens, new bathrooms, and all everything in between. So please come to see me. I have a showroom conveniently located at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in Flemington, New Jersey. And my phone number is 908-832-7050. Or 908-884-0770 to reach me. And my decorative artist, my guru for all things faux painting, is Adrian Crombie. And Adrian, can you tell our listeners how to reach you if they'd like to have a consultation or have you take a look at their space?
Sure. My number is 908
310-599-5973. And we have a wonderful website. I can see a lot of good, great content on our website, www.muralsandmoldings.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. And before we went to commercial break, we were talking a little bit about the changes in people's taste and how faux painting has taken on sort of a new life and a different life, if you will. And Adrian, you were expressing that you actually like that, because I think there was a tendency at the time to maybe over faux. I don't think you would ever do that because you're very tasteful. But I recently went to a house in Reddington. Part of my business is staging, besides Mavenhill Designs and the painting business. I do about approximately 30%. I say that it changes depending on what I'm working on. But I work for a couple of realtors, Keller Williams, Turpin, and Weikert, and I do staging for some of the agents. And I went into a house, I guess last Saturday, in a big house that was built in the late 90s, the dot-com Toll Brothers style houses.
Yes.
Every single room, Adrian, and done well. But every single room had faux painting.
And that might have been one of our clients.
No. Very well done. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if these people, obviously, you know, it was an expensive home, had money, or maybe that's what they did for a living. Every room had beautiful faux painting, but it was just every single room.
I think it got a little much.
And I think the eye needs to rest. I think the beauty of it's like if you were dressing yourself. And you wore a print dress, you probably wouldn't have prints all over the place. You would have a balance to accommodate the prints. That's what this house was like. And then sometimes when you have your furniture in with the faux paint, it softens it and it looks great. But when a house is empty and it goes from room to room to room to room.
Oh, yeah. It would be a lot different.
It was like a fun house and it was terrible.
Yeah.
So basically what we're doing now is sort of neutralizing with a simpler color palette. But first thing I want to do is get you in there and bring you back to do some faux. But you know, it's sort of reinvented and different. I want to talk to you about a couple of the different faux finishes and things that I like and things that I've had challenges with. Never with you. Everything you've done is perfect. But some of the finishes that I like that I'm seeing that I think are a little bit more modern or streamlined. One is strié. So I'm seeing strié coming back again as a finish because I'm seeing less of that circular motion and more of clean lines.
Yeah,
I was at a restaurant recently, an Italian restaurant, and they had done everything, you know, up to date and modern. They did, believe it or not, black moldings or charcoal moldings, which were quite nice. And they had a great palette, but very beautifully done. And then above the chair rail, they did it like a simple strié. And I thought that was very nice. Is that a finish
now,
you like?
Were you in Hoboken? Because we did a restaurant in Hoboken just like that.
Oh, really?
It sounds very similar. It was called the Fig Tree.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Fig Tree.
No, this
was a great restaurant. And, you have to go here. The palette is gray.
Wow.
It's all gray. Every room is gray. But gorgeous. Yeah, so the entry room is a strié, and it just has that effect right away. It's very clean, and the ceilings are not high in the entry room, so the strié accentuates the height. I mean, you know, giving a feeling of a bit more height.
Right.
And then the rooms following that do have high ceilings, so there was, as you said, that more circular, you know, like a real soft gray, almost marble-looking finish a gray marble that we did in one room. And then the final room, the client called it Falling Leaves. It was a palette of gray, and it was stencil, but the stencils were overlapping so much that it looked like a swirl of leaves in the fall, like the wind had picked them up. It was fabulous.
Wow.
You have to see this.
I wanted to ask you about stencils and how you felt about working with stencils. Certainly, that's not my forte, so I can say aesthetically what I like. But does there come an issue? When I opened my store last October, before we had even met, I was working with another decorative artist who I have a long-time relationship with, and she stenciled the letters on the backdrop of that navy blue wall I have in the store. Mm-hmm. And one of the challenges, I think, when you're working with stencils is the overlap and maybe possibly things running or you getting sort of rough edges. Do you like working with stencils or would you rather?
Oh,
you're an artist.
I love working with stencils. They just make anything possible. You're going to really laugh. But this is a great segue. You know, we have a chicken coop that my partner Don designed, and it looks like a gypsy caravan. So we, whenever we have the opportunity, we go and we do more decorating on it. Well, I found a, a damask that I loved, and I projected it up. I cut my own stencil, and I stenciled a gold damask on the chicken coop, the panels in between the battens. It's hysterical, you know, but I mean, really elegant. It's so gorgeous.
And I like the juxtaposition of a chicken coop with this, like, glamorous. It reminds me of, like, now I'm dating myself, like Green Acres, you know, like Green Acres. You know, remember she had that, like,
exactly.
She had that over-the-top, like, 1960s French provincial bedroom in the farmhouse. Like, I love that, right? Right.
Right, yeah. So, I love using stencils. And, of course, in people's homes, I mean, doing a damask, for instance, you apply it as if it's kind of like, you want it to look like fabric.
Right.
That's what we're going for here. So it takes a lot of skillful layering of glazes and applying the stencil so that, you know, with any faux finish, anything you do, you don't want to look at it and go, oh, faux finish, or
right.
Oh, stencil. It has to have a mystery. That's the skill level. You know, when you walk into a room and you know it's been faux finished, and you can look at the edges and you can see where the sponge is or whatever.
Our eye always go to, I guess because we're critical. My eye always goes to the edges because I want to see if the magic is there.
That's where the rubber meets the road.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
You have this very like organic or whatever design, and when it hits the molding, you know, which is clean, and that's its frame, that's its border. It needs to be perfect. It needs to be tight.
And almost seamless, as if it's floating. And I think that's why you're so good at what you do, because you really get that. And you know, I think faux finishing gets a very bad rap, because the onset of faux finishing, I mean, I guess it's always been around to some degree, but in the 1980s, which was known for its, you know, perms and all the good stuff that came along with that, is that that initially when people were faux finishing, they went nuts with it, and people went out and got a gallon of paint and some glaze, and they took their sponges from their kitchen,
and you got the
water bubbles, and you just saw the ugliest things you ever saw in those horrible colors. So I think initially there was sort of a cheesiness or a perception of faux finishing being just awful.
Right, and the DIY trend, which for a moment, for a split second, scared us, like, oh my God, everybody's going to learn how to do faux finishing now and we'll be out of a job. That's not what happened.
Oh, no.
What happened was that people find out that this is difficult. It's not, you know, just because you look at a YouTube and they show you how doesn't mean you can do it.
Right. You know, we're coming up, unfortunately, in a minute to news, but what I wanted to get in was, as far as the DIY and stuff, something like faux finishing, I really, really discourage people from taking that on themselves. Have somebody like you come in, and I think you work with budgets and
do it on your chicken coop first.
Right. Do the little projects or the little school projects on that, but not on your home, because really bad faux finishing is bad.
Yeah.
Get a professional in, have the beautiful clean lines, and it's just definitely, absolutely, so worth it. All right, well, back to coming up to news, and hopefully you'll stay with us. A lot of questions I want to ask you, including I want to transition to Mad Lavender Farm and tell me what that's all about.
Oh, good. Love to talk about it.
Okay, great. So stay with us. We're coming up to news on the half hour now. We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. Police violence protesters are using the high profile of the NBA Finals to make their voices heard. Dozens of people rallied and marched outside Quicken Loans Arena last night to call for justice in last November's police shooting death of 12-year-old Tamir Rice. The protest was peaceful, but the group was threatened with arrest if they marched into certain areas. The search for two escaped killers continues today in upstate New York. Law enforcement officers fanned out around the small town of Willsboro, New York, yesterday after a resident reported seeing two suspicious-looking men walking down a rural road in the middle of a rainstorm. Convicted murderers Richard Madden and David Sweat have been on the run since Saturday. The U.S. may send hundreds of additional U.S. troops troops to Iraq to help train Iraqis fight ISIS. That's the word out of Washington after the president said Monday that there's no plan in place to train Iraqi troops. The president is also apparently considering opening a new military base in Iraq's partially ISIS-controlled Anbar province. This is USA Headline News.
Everyone knows the proper way to start your day is with a long, hot, luxurious shower. That's why we've created ProperSoap.com. We're called Proper because we're properly pure and natural, with no parabens, dyes, or harsh chemicals. 100% pure vegetable soap. We use rich shea butter and olive oil to moisturize naturally. And best of all, we think it's proper to give back. So when you shop ProperSoap.com, you're funding clean water and sanitation programs in villages across the globe. Shop ProperSoap.com and get proper.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer for the past 17 years. I had to change it from 16 to 17 when I was doing the math the other day. It shows you where my mind is at. And if you'd like to come visit me at all, I am located at 1 U.S. Highway 31 in the Rugs to Riches building at the Flemington Circle. We are in the former Lennox. If people are old heads like myself, back in the day where Lennox used to be, we're in the former Lennox location in Flemington. And my phone number is 908-884-0770. At the store, 908-884-0770. If you're just tuning in at this point, my guest again is the lovely Adrienne Crombie, who knows all things about faux finishes and what's trendy and what works, and she's very talented. And then I wanted to transition a little bit to the other part of your business and your life, and that's Mad Lavender Farm. Now, I haven't been out to your property yet, which I'm kind of inching for an invitation because I can't imagine the beauty that I'm going to see when I go there. Tell me about Mad Lavender Farm. I know it's your home, but it's also your passion. And I went on, because I knew you were going to be upcoming again, and I went on your Facebook page and I saw some beautiful lavender cut. Yeah. And tell me a little bit about that, how that all came to fruition. What is Mad Lavender Farm?
Okay, well, you'll never believe what I'm doing right this second. As we speak, I'm painting our sign.
Okay.
And you do have an invitation. In fact, I'm putting it out to the universe that we are open for a one-day pick-your-own this Saturday.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I'm not a man. Did I just say that? Can I take it back?
No.
We started putting lavender in the ground 3 years ago. And again, you know, we talk about learning curve. I had a lot to learn. But we did not lose any lavender last winter because we learned our lesson the first winter.
I'm surprised because I hear that there are lavender, certain strains of lavender are very susceptible to burning and cold. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes. In fact, there's one strain, one variety we have, the Provence. Actually, we lost a dozen of them.
Wow.
Which in this case is about 50% of them. But the other lavenders that we have, the Hidcote and the Munstead, and also the French Field, survived it. Now, but we covered them with a landscape cloth and with pine boughs. You know, we've done the research and we talked to master gardeners, and you know, we, like I said, we learned our lesson. I keep on learning about you know, improving the soil and improving the conditions. But the conditions we have here on this magical field, this 10 acres.
Wow.
Is my family's property.
Can I ask where you're at, what township you're at in?
It's Alexandria Township.
Okay, great.
Milford mailing address, but it's the Pattenburg exit, the exit 11 off 78. And it's just a few miles in on Route 579. My dad had a pick-your-own raspberry operation that was very successful.
Uh-huh.
So we know that this property works as a destination.
People
just love coming here. There's just something magic about it, Rich, and you'll see when you come. So the deer, well, my dad is 88 now, so he's, you know, he's still out there mowing the fields with the tractor. He's great.
God bless him. Was he here one day? So when you were guest? Yes.
Yes, you met my dad.
He doesn't look it. My goodness.
He's quite the gentleman. Uh-huh. Yeah. And gentleman farmer. But the deer also got the best of the raspberries. We do have a small pick-your-own raspberry offering in a deer exclosure along with our own family garden. But we saw that the best crop to be put in would be, as a base crop, would be lavender. And I want to tell you, Rich, this was not my passion.
Really?
I have to admit to it. This was a pragmatic decision. You know, the farm is called Mad Lavender Farm.
Right.
And it could be called Not Your Grandmother's Lavender. because that's what I related lavender to, something terribly old-fashioned. Quite frankly, I was more drawn to peonies or cabbage roses, big smelly things.
Right,
lilies.
Right.
I mean, I love flowers in general, but I didn't really get lavender. I didn't. I did it for pragmatic reasons.
Right.
And the more I researched it, the more I, you know, my eyes were open, and I saw how popular it was and how people are just loving lavender. And now that I'm growing it, I can tell you I'm a complete convert. I'm intimate with lavender now, and I love it. I just love it. When I harvested that variety yesterday, which, by the way, is called Phenomenal Lavender.
Perfect.
Yeah, they come up with these great names. There's always these new varieties coming out.
And they look drastically different from each other, which is terrific. You know, we live in an area which is just basically a deer run, and it becomes very, if you're into horticulture, it becomes very discouraging when you have a property to plant out because you just see, you know, thousands of dollars spent and then mess and mass. It takes 20 minutes for a deer to come in and ruin your garden. So
and then there's the invasives, which you don't really want either.
Right.
You know, but lavender is not invasive. It doesn't spread. I mean, it gets big. It gets to be a 3-foot hedgehog shape. And you're right, there's so many varieties. So you could plant just lavender, and it looks like you have 10 different, you know...
Exactly, 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 exactly.
Yeah, well, this variety is called Phenomenal, and it's bred to withstand the cold winters and have a really long stem and really bright, luscious, you know, deep purple flowers, great scent. So this was our first year with the Phenomenal, and I'm sold on that, too. Fabulous. Yeah.
I think I actually may have a client for you. I did about, probably almost 10 years ago, I did a beautiful show home for charity for the Autism Society and a school in Bedminster, and we were the tour of homes, and my clients built this beautiful home, very reminiscent. They were from Europe, very French-influenced on 10 acres in Bedminster. And his dream was to have a field of lavender as you came up the property. But I'm gonna see if I can have you connect with them. They're lovely people.
Well,
and that was their dream.
We're not a nursery. I can advise.
No, I mean, as in an advisory capacity, just to have see what you do and if that's something that you're interested in. Because I just think lavender is terrific.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd be happy to consult with you, you know, with what we've done, what I've learned as far as putting the lavender in.
Right.
But we're strictly it's value-added product. And as I said, I think we're going to start doing pick-your-own. Can I tell you why?
Okay.
I had a call on Sunday on my cell phone, and it was someone from Long Island.
Wow.
And we have a website, but right now it's just a bookmark.
Right.
There's some nice content on it, but I'm looking into hiring someone because I have too much to do. I can't do the website, too. So we have, as you see, a great Facebook page.
Right.
But someone found the website, and they want to come out. She said, can I come pick my own lavender? And I'm standing there in the field looking at all this lavender around. I said, well, yeah. And we haven't... That isn't our business model, but it could be.
It sounds like you're there.
We need to be flexible.
Right.
It's a value-added product model. Cutting bouquets, culling them out, make a beautiful presentation of fresh lavender bouquets and dried lavender, the sachets, and the soap and the oil, you know, as we get bigger and bigger. But, you know, this person asked to come pick her own lavender for
right.
her birthday, and I said, well, yes, why don't you come out on Saturday and pick your own lavender? So we'll see how that goes. It might, you know, we might go that way.
You know, I'd love to help you promote that, because, first of all, I'm passionate about lavender, and somebody who has you can get this because you're an artist. I have a very big old sort of rambling colonial in Tewksbury Township, and it's sort of pale yellow, black, and white. So when I do my colors, purples are just absolutely gorgeous against a pale yellow house. So I like to do lots of purples, yellows, and whites, and silvery greens, because they really work well with that. So I have been unsuccessful in cultivating lavender from year to year. In the season, it looks quite nice, but that I haven't been able to get it to regenerate, because lavender is not an annual, it's a perennial, correct?
Right. That's correct.
It
should last for at least 10 years if well taken care of, and it could last even longer.
But I would love to come out and see what you have to offer, because lavender is one of those things, and I don't know if it's all varieties, you have to tell me, but lavender is something that seems to be pretty much deer resistant.
Yes. Now, be forewarned, though, if you put in plugs, you know, the small, tender lavender plants,
yeah,
the deer, I go out in the field the next morning after I put in some young lavender, and the damn deer have pulled them out.
Right.
Let them lay in there in the field. They don't eat it, but they're curious, and because it's so young, they see the tenderness of it, and they try it. They don't eat it.
No.
So I have to, you know, put it back in right away with a lot of water and hope it survives.
No, I understand that, because
other than that, there's not really a problem
here. I see that, because I see with anything that you plant, if it's very young and tender and soft, especially the baby deer, and I see a lot of baby deer now, they're curious about everything. So what they'll do is they'll take it even out of pots or whatever you have, and they'll like flip it. So you'll see it on the ground, but you're right, they don't eat it.
Gosh, out of the pot? Oh, my God.
It's very discouraging. But having said that, and you have such nice property, and we have nice property out here in Hunterdon County, if we could find things that work for us, then that's great. And lavender is a thing that can work for us.
Yeah.
The other thing I wanted to talk to you about lavender was, lavender is one of those things, and maybe I'm simplifying it, but looks just as gorgeous dried as it does fresh.
Yeah, now that was very confusing to us, too, as we're... You know, because there is this newness to this lavender thing, and I'm starting to feel like an expert because I've been doing a concentrated way for the last 3 years, but it was still a little bit confusing to me about the fresh lavender, because you can put it in water.
Right.
That is an option, but if you choose to take fresh lavender and put it in water, the option to dry it is off the table.
Right, because it gets... Right.
So know that. And if you choose to put it in water, you need to change the water often. And like any fresh flower, it will, you know, come to the end, you put in the compost.
Right, because once you put it in water, it has a shelf life. You've cut it now, you've taken away its living source, so it has the water for nourishment, but it has a shelf life.
Right, but the lovely thing about dried lavender, unlike any other dried flower, is yes, when you dry it, as long as you dry it in dark, you know, dim light, a well-ventilated place, it retains a nice, rich purple color, and the scent is intensified.
Right.
And there's special times to cut it as well to get the maximum scent.
I would have to say of dried flowers... Lavender is probably my favorite. I just think it keeps its integrity, as you say, more than other dried flowers, which often, you know, roses, other things, they sort of lose their essence and their color. But there's
but
an intense
lavender,
No, and the smell is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Okay, Adrian, we're about to come up to commercial because we have to pay for the show. So I ask you to hang in there, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design.
Okay.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of Ashore Shred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped Ashore Shred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth 9-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. You're listening to hunterdonchamberradio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi of Maven Hill Interior Design. Been doing this for quite a long time. And I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. One, very exciting, if you don't have any plans for this weekend, is that we're having our second annual Hunterdon County Community Day through the Chamber. It'll be from 12 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's, New Jersey. There's going to be a lot of entertainment, food, prizes, things for you to take a look at. I am going to be actually interviewing quite a few of the vendors, so I'll be running around with a mic doing what I do. So please come visit me and come out and see us if you have a chance on Saturday. Hopefully the weather will hold up and be nice. Come visit us at the fairgrounds in Ringo's between 12 and 6:30 this Saturday. I do have on the phone with me Adrienne Crombie, who is my decorative artist, and we were talking about some of her other endeavors, and that is the Mad Lavender Farm and some of the challenges and also rewards of working with beautiful lavender And that was just very, very innovative. And I'm going to make a point of getting out to you. I'll bring you a bottle of wine. I won't come empty-handed. But I'd like to, I'd love to see what you have, because I really have a personal passion for lavender, and I'd love to see it in place.
Do you cook, Rich?
To a degree, you know. I find that if I cook...
Have you ever cooked with lavender?
You know what's funny? I haven't cooked with lavender. I'm wondering, to me, lavender is so beautiful, floral. But floral, that I would think right. That if you cook with it, it maybe would take over a dish. Am I wrong to think that?
I can only say this. My partner, John, his tastes are not, in eating, you know, in cuisine, are not... adventurous.
Right.
Okay. He likes things to be, he likes his comfort food.
Right.
He didn't think he was going to like lavender right out of the gate. He tried it.
Right.
He didn't think he was going to like it. He loves it.
What would lavender pair with?
He loves it. And now you put it in desserts, first of all. That's kind of a no-brainer. You put it, okay, mix it in some sour cream or whipped cream a little bit.
Right.
With some honey or sugar and put it on fruit. Oh, my God.
Well, you know, I could see that.
You think you're in heaven.
Right, because lavender is sort of flowery, yeah. So, and syrupy, so I think the sweetness would make a sense to me if you had something that was benign like
right,
cream.
It's very soft, yes.
Right.
It's soft. It's so lovely. Put it in drinks. I make kombucha as well, and I make a lavender vanilla kombucha. That
sounds
really,
wonderful.
Again, a piece of heaven, like a piece of heaven. And but if you look at the ingredients on Herbe de Provence,
right?
Well, one of the ingredients is lavender, and so I love Herbe de Provence. It's one of my favorite herb mixes. So I've got all the herbs to mix my own.
Nice.
So we'll see. Yeah, so that's going to be fun, too, to, balance the quantity of the herb and then make a mix that I like. But so mixed with the, in Herbe de Provence, there's rosemary, there's basil, marjoram, and thyme, and some lavender.
Wow.
So that mix is actually very nice. And I've used a recipe for bluefish
right. That
has some lavender in it. So you can find more savory dishes with lavender that work.
You know, it probably is a very good pairing with fish, because I've used Herbe de Provence on tilapia before. So I think that's a good balance, actually. I wanted to, we only have about, unfortunately, because it was fast, about 5 minutes left, and you're such a wealth of knowledge. I wanted to switch back a little bit to faux painting, if we can.
Sure.
And talk about some other finishes, whet people's appetites for things that they could try. One of the things that I'm still seeing, and I don't know if you are or it's phasing off a little bit, is the use of metallics, because we are going towards a little bit more of a contemporary trend. And I think a little metallic goes a long way, but where I have used metallics are in tray spaces. I did about also 10 years ago, I took a car dealership in Bernardsville, New Jersey, and turned it into Spa Rejuve, a high-end spa in Bernardsville across from the train station. And one of the things that we did is that we inlaid in the tray sort of a copper patina in the tray, and it was just beautiful.
And did you put some, that green in it, where the copper starts eternal?
The verdigris, exactly.
The
yes.
Verdigris, yeah.
So you had that look to it, but it was just lovely, and it brought something else to the table. Now, my question to you is, do you like to work with metallics? Are you seeing more of that, the silvers, that type
I'm
of thing?
I'm crazy about metallics. I love working with leaf, and I love working, I have my own favorite brand of metallic paint is Ronin.
Okay.
It's very pricey, but once you've used it, you can't go back, because nothing compares. It's so brilliant, it almost looks like leaf. I did a mural for someone recently. She wanted a night scene of Easton, because she's on Morgan Hill. She has this fabulous view of Easton at night, and she loves it so much she wanted to repeat it on her wall, and it was at a height, and we framed it out in a chair mold, a nice thick, chair molding, and she wanted a pewter finish on it, so it was silver underneath. And
sounds
then,
beautiful.
And then a black glaze on top, just applied, just right to give it just enough antique, and it was just, beautiful way to offset a mural, hence the name Murals and Moldings.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I as I say, we talked about striae being popular. We talked about inlays and doing, metallic finishes or dealing with leaf and doing and things of that nature. Other projects or things that you're seeing now is sort of trending with faux finishing, something different. We are doing children's rooms, and you and I had worked on a project. Yeah. So I think children's rooms are another area where faux painting is a good area to do it.
Well, I think I love doing graphic murals in children's rooms because it gives the client a lot of bang for the buck.
Right.
And it's something bright and clean and fun, and they can have a lot of different textures. They can have a mix of graphic and realism. And, you know, you can. I have a Pinterest board, and I just collect murals and murals and murals. People don't want to necessarily use the kind of cheesy stick-on stuff.
Right.
But some of those designs are great. So you can take a design like that, reproportion it so that it's custom.
Right.
Your room. You're right. Not stuck with whatever size they give you and whatever color they give you.
Right. But it's an inspiration, right?
Right. And have me paint it on. And, you know, in that way, it's just a much, much nicer application. And, they're, you know, just as long as it's beautifully designed, then you have a mural that is something that you're going to want to live with for years to come. You just don't get tired of it.
Right, because
it's well designed.
Because it's well designed and you've done it right and you make it stand the test of time. And that's one of the things that I try to tell my clients is that if I do a project and I've done you well, whether it be contemporary, traditional, or transitional, if you do things the right way, they will last. They won't last forever, but they will last 10 years. They will last a long period of time, and you won't get sick of it. But you have to do things that are, you know, done well and just really beautiful. Because really beautiful things do stand the test of time. Haven't you watched old movies or things of that nature, and you could see someone that, you know what, they could walk down the street today, this movie was done in 1962, and they would look gorgeous. That's the type
impossible.
Of thing with design, right? So it could be contemporary. It doesn't have to be just traditional and safe. But if you do it well, it's going to stand the test of time, I think.
Yeah.
Well, we're down to our last minute. Is there anything that you want to leave with our listeners today? Give us your information again, because you're so talented. Other people to go to your website.
Sure. It's www.muralsandmoldings.com, and we're also on Facebook. My number is 908-310-5973, and the name of the farm is Mad Lavender Farm.
Mad Lavender Farm. Thank you. You've been a wonderful guest. Stay with me for a moment, if you will, as I close out the show. I just want to two things. One is to remind everybody we now have a second show that airs live Wednesdays from 2 to 3 o'clock, and that's called Modern Design 2 Design Dilemmas. And that's a call-in show, which is much more interactive. And what I do is I take listeners' calls about their current design dilemmas and read them on the air. We also accept texts with pictures. And also, I read emails that I get during the week. You guys have been great about sending me emails of your design questions, and we read them on the air. It's a little bit more of an interactive show. So please join me again today between 2 and 3 live. And Adrian, thank you. You were a wonderful guest. And until I see you at 2 o'clock, enjoy the day. It's a warm, beautiful day. Get out there, and we'll see you back here in studio at 2 o'clock. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
This is Genia Versa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime?
Adrian, thank you very
much. Will
you
have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire?
Adrian?
If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. A Houston, Texas cop is in stable condition after being shot in the back. Captain Dwayne Reddy says Smith had no warning.
He was concluding that stop when he heard a pop and then shortly thereafter realized he had been shot.
Smith's expected to make a full recovery. The Dallas area policeman at the center of a shocking video is off the force. Corporal Eric Casebolt resigned from the McKinney, Texas Police Department Tuesday. He and other officers responded to a pool party incident last Friday when he was recorded throwing a teen girl to the ground. He also pulled his gun on two other teens and used profanity. There are reports the Obama administration is launching a new strategy to battle ISIS in Iraq. The New York Times reports the White House is expected to announce today that U.S. forces